Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Spring is here, and so are the critters. If critters are making themselves at home in your home, call Critter Control, serving the Pine Belt and Gulf Coast. They'll remove those pests and keep them out for good. Call Nathan at 601-467-9341. Critter Control. Get them out, keep them out.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob and Dima will be with you all week. Kelly's out for a while. We'll let you know if he makes it back.
Yeah.
Do you think he's coming back?
Who knows with that guy?
Yeah, who knows? We have mixed emotions. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio. Opening segment of the show today is sponsored, of course, by our good friends at Movie Star Restaurant, where you can go 6 days a week and enjoy the best food in the Pine Belt. They've been serving country cooking buffets for 25 years. There's a reason for that. It's always good. We really do appreciate all that they do for our program. All right. Always a great pleasure to have Mark Etheridge from D1 Baseball on the Eagle Hour. And Mark, I guess you know what's coming. All the questions here, and I'm sure at schools around the country, are we in a position to host? Where do you see the Golden Eagles right now as far as being in a position to host a tournament, postseason tournament, and what do you think they have to do to reach that goal, Mark?
Well, thanks for having me on. This is such a fun time of year, right, with the conference races dwindling down and everybody's jockeying for position. You're checking the RPI with every result, right? It's such a fun, there's so much going on. And I do think that with all the work that Southern Miss did in the early season with that really challenging non-conference schedule and the success against it, which is, you know, probably the more important thing, pretty easy to schedule. It's really hard to win those games.
Right.
I think they're in position. Hosting is theirs to lose, assuming you know you don't lose a series to two teams that you really shouldn't lose to, and James Madison and Georgia Southern. There is a concern, you know, that those teams are going to hurt your RPI, is because they're just not having really good years. So that could hurt. But I do think there's been enough good work at this point that barring a true setback like a series loss, that Southern Miss is in good shape. Now, the other part of that is if the RPI does take a hit and it drops down to, say, 20 or so, what does this committee do, right? Last year, I think it dropped to 19 on selection day in the committee, even though it had been higher for much of the season. And the committee still rewarded a host site. But it's a different committee. There'll be different contenders, you know, competing for that spot. And, you know, what if, you know, it's kind of one of those deals where I get this question, well, what do we need to do to host? And six other schools are asking the same thing. What if you all did it and there's only three spots? And that way somebody gets bumped. So that would be the concern. But definitely, you know, winning games and then scoreboard watching, looking around, seeing, you know, some of the other host contenders, and we'll update those every week. You can have a pretty good understanding of where you stand. And I guess one final point on this is since Southern Miss played such a challenging non-conference schedule, that is one of the things that the selection committee typically rewards. And if it comes down to two different clubs, and one played a really challenging non-conference schedule and one didn't, that would be certainly in Southern Miss's favor.
Mark, it seems like to me that Southern Miss this season is even in a better position to host than they were a season ago, just by all the metrics, you know, that are generally used. Would you say that? And I agree with you that it seems like theirs to lose at this juncture. I mean, I feel like if they were to win the next two series and show out well in Montgomery, I mean, they're pretty much a lock at this juncture.
Yeah, the early conference is a differentiator. Okay, the games against, you know, splitting the games with Mississippi State and Ole Miss, beating Alabama, who's you know, and also in a position to host. Then, you know, the Santa Barbara's had a good year. The trip to Texas with some pretty good competition out there as well. So all of that is what the committee is looking for, because, you know, the Sun Belt's a good league, but it's not the same as, you know, the SEC or the ACC or even the Big 12. So you want to have those showcase games against teams from those leagues to just demonstrate that you are as good as they are, that you can compete at that level. And certainly if you're trying to host, then you want to be one of the top 16 in the country. And you can't do that by playing, you know, poor competition. And certainly Oz has figured that part out. Southern Miss has always played a challenging schedule, but I can remember visiting him in the fall and looking at it and go, this looks like, you know, one of your hardest ones. And he said, no, don't tell me that. It would be hard to win those games, and they are. But it was great that he was able, you know, that Southern Miss has been able to have that success. And now it's going to pay off.
I want to talk about the Sun Belt in a minute, but last time we had you on, I believe Southern Miss was kind of in that slump. And I remember asking you, you know, what your biggest concern about with Southern Miss was. And you said that they just don't have a rotation. And now it seems like they do have that rotation. I mean, it's pretty clear who those three guys are. Does that change your outlook upon what this team could potentially do in postseason play?
Yeah, especially if the bullpen continues to come through, right? Because that's what happened. You shuffle some guys around, and you hope you don't make yourself strong in one area and weak in another. And certainly, Camden Clark moving into the rotation. I mean, I just saw his stat line Saturday with the 15 Ks. I mean, there's no questioning the stuff. I didn't know he would be able to repeat it, right, and go through the lineup multiple times like he's been able to do. Mm-hmm. That's a scary dude. I mean, and he's your, you know, he's in there to pitch a potential Saturday game in a regional. Yep. That sets up really well, you know, because that's often the swing game. You know, and Graydon Harris has been consistent all year, really, really good on there. And then with Camden Sundstrom at the end, that's as good a third starter as you're going to see. He's really good, and if the bullpen continues to get outs, and you got Colby Allen back there, he's, you know, thrown a ton of pitches in his career, and with you know, Ock and Sibley and, you know, all these guys, Armstead. I mean, there's numbers back there, and if they can continue to get those clutch outs, because I mean, just frankly, Southern Miss is going to play a lot of close games. The offense is not just so dominant like a lot of these clubs are that they're going to, you know, put up 8-10 runs a game. That's not really the way they're winning. So the bullpen's going to have a lot of clutch innings and pitching tight games, and they've been able to do that successfully during this kind of uprising. And if that continues, I mean, guys are getting more time in their roles. I think it raises the ceiling, having your best pitchers throwing the most innings. And I feel like that's the way that this is set up right now.
Yeah, Mark, we've come to the conclusion here that if we play Louisiana Monroe or UCLA, it's going to be a one-run game. It doesn't seem to matter. Here's my next question. Obviously, there are three fine programs here in Mississippi, Ole Miss and State, very, very good baseball teams. I don't need to tell you that. If State and Ole Miss got a host site, would that endanger Southern Miss, or would the committee give the state three host tournaments?
Yeah, it used to be that way. It used to be where they would really try to balance it geographically, and that's still part of the official criteria, but recently the committee has come down on, okay, these are the 16 best, most deserving teams, and those will be the host regardless of if they're all in the same city, right? That's just that's the way that this is shaken out over time. Certainly, Ole Miss, I mean, they had a really challenging setback Sunday at Arkansas, had a lead in the ninth inning and got walked off. If they win that game, we would have had all three hosting this week, and projections are, I don't know if they're out yet, but they're coming out any minute now, and Ole Miss will be a two seed in Hattiesburg.
I projected that yesterday, Mark. Like, I literally said it.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I mean, we also like to have some fun with it, but it did fit, you know, from a seed standpoint.
Yep, it does.
It kind of worked. You know, who knows? Ole Miss has got a really challenging schedule left. That's both good for them and bad for them. It's bad because they're really hard games to win, but it's good because you have the opportunities to really improve your stock with a strong finish. And certainly if they would have won both of those series, they're a no-doubt host. If they split, they're going to be sitting at 15-15 in the conference, and no SEC team's ever hosted with that record. Despite, you know, in the world of unbalanced schedules, they didn't play Missouri or South Carolina, who were at the bottom, and other people did. So, you know, I certainly would listen to an argument that, you know, that's not really fair to them. But trends are trends for a reason, and I feel like that 15-15 won't be enough for them.
You got a few more minutes, Mark? You can stay with us.
Yeah, I do.
All right, Mark Etheridge is with D1 Baseball, the go-to publication for college baseball. We're glad to have him on the Eagle Hour. More with Mark Etheridge, other side of this short break.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Eagle Tire West sponsoring this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And remember, you can get any brand of tire at Eagle Tire West. They specialize in Goodyears, but they sell Toyo. They sell any tire you want. If there's a brand that you like and you don't see it on their billboard out front, then just ask them for it. And Matt Warner and his guys will get them ordered for you on your car or truck. And don't forget, they do full service work for both cars and trucks at the Eagle Tire West, family owned and operated since 1985. Talking to Mark Etheridge from D1 Baseball. And Mark, you indicated that your latest projection is about to come out, but you said you could share that with our listeners. And that would be the projected Hattiesburg Regional would include who, Mark? And I just want to warn Golden Eagle fans, sit down. Sit down before he says this. Go
and
ahead.
Dima predicted this yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be Ole Miss. They would be the two seed. And the way that, and I'll go ahead, Campbell would be the three and San Diego State would be the four. But I'll explain a little bit on the two seed settings. The committee is doing it differently this year. In the past, it's been really based on geography. There's been some balance, you know, we call it the S curve. Attempts to do that, but it's primarily been geography. Well, this year they're seeding all the way to 32, so 1 through 32, but it's not a true S-curve. They're putting the two seeds in groups of four. So, for example, 17 through 20 would be in one group, and they would play teams 13 through 16, okay? And you can mix and match between there because you kind of have to avoid – our conferences are so big now – You won't have conference matchups. You won't have teams sent to the same regional 2 years in a row. And then within that, sometimes you might get some geography. I mean, we all would like stadiums that are full as opposed to empty. So there's pieces of that as well. But that's how we landed on Ole Miss. They could have really either Southern Miss could have either gotten Arkansas or Ole Miss. And frankly, I just went with a juicier matchup. So that's the way that worked. But I do think that it's going to be fascinating to see if we get better are, we'll say, more balanced regionals this year, as opposed to, you know, we've all seen it where it seems like this one is just super tough, and then this other one it isn't. It's negated some this year. And also the whole deal of, if you're not going to really base it by geography, I mean, we've got things like Oklahoma's going to Coastal Carolina, for example. I wouldn't expect a lot of Oklahoma fans to make that trip. So what's the ballpark atmosphere like, right? Mm-hmm. When you have a lot more of those kinds of cross-country matchups, it's good from a competitive standpoint, but I do have some concerns about, are you going to be playing in an empty stadium?
Now, Mark, you wouldn't be talking about easy regionals like how hard that Baton Rouge regional was last year, right? I mean, that one was brutal.
That was not one of the more challenging regionals for sure.
I remember,
and they were a really good team. They could have handled pretty much anybody you threw out there.
Yeah.
But they did get an easy one, and you know that might still occur, but I think it will be a lot less often.
Didn't they beat Arkansas Little Rock? What was that team they had to beat?
Yeah. I wrote an article yesterday, Mark, and I was talking about the Sun Belt and how it just looks like the road to three or more bids might have to come from Montgomery, you know, unless, you know, yeah, a couple other teams. And I know your projections are about to come out, and you told us all fair that I don't think you had a third Sun Belt team in the at-large picture. It seems like Louisiana seems to be the closest one. But right now, I mean, somebody's going to have to take this to get themselves back in it.
Yeah, you're right. Louisiana was team 68, I believe. So within striking distance, but certainly, you know, not on the hard bubble. And and honestly, our bubble was really soft. We would have been fine with 60 teams this week. You know, it's different each week, how many teams you feel really strongly about. And So that tells you there just wasn't a real deserving candidate. Texas State was one of the last teams in our field a week ago, and then South Alabama goes out there and sweeps them.
Yeah.
So now South Alabama's got some helium, right? They're much improved this year. Maybe they're found something. They've got to go to Troy this weekend, which will be, a pretty evenly matched pairing. Should South Alabama get the road win, you get the RPI love, you know, winning road games. Maybe they can creep into it. And certainly Troy's talented enough. I mean, we all love their upside. They just haven't been consistent and really haven't pitched well enough. I think all of those teams, though, could get hot for a week in Montgomery.
Yes.
And certainly with Coastal and Southern Miss maybe not having as much to play for, as some years, maybe you don't bring that reliever back. Maybe you play it a little more cautiously, which might open a door for somebody to come in and take that and steal a bid, honestly.
But Mark, you don't believe, let's just say Louisiana pops up and wins the Sun Belt tournament, that would have no effect on Coastal or Southern Miss?
It would not. It would knock out another bubble team from somewhere else. Yeah. I mean, it's like sample bubble teams that we had in. We had UAB as our last team in, TCU, East Carolina, Virginia Tech. Those were our last four. Mm-hmm. So it would be a team, you know, like that on selection day.
Will LSU make a regional this year, Mark?
It doesn't look like it.
Really?
They did get a sweep this weekend, which really helped their at least gave them some hope. But they've got to go to Georgia, who's leading the SEC. LSU and Kathan Evans, who's their Friday starter, hasn't pitched in 2 weeks. He's going to throw a bullpen tomorrow to see if he can give them anything this weekend. They basically got to the point. They're injured. They've had some. I think it's fair to call them bust in the portal. And as a result, they're going with a lot of freshmen, and they're talented. And certainly, the more those guys play, they're playing better, but LSU's in trouble. And I tell you who else is in trouble is Vanderbilt, who's been to 19 consecutive regionals. We've got them out. And I don't know, their RPI is 71, 72 range right now. You just don't get in with an RPI like mm-hmm. that. So maybe they finish strong, they go to Hoover, they played well in Hoover before, they win some games and keep that streak alive, but wouldn't it be something? You'd have LSU and Vanderbilt, the national champion last year, and the number one overall seed, and neither of them make the regional following year.
I'm not going to hold my breath, Mark, because I'm old enough to remember 28 and 27 Florida getting in the tournament. So, now, of course, LSU does not have a Jack Caglione. But one more question just from me before we let you go, and we do appreciate your time. Coastal Carolina, and I know they hold a three-game lead in the conference standings. Of course, they don't play Southern Miss in the regular season. But, I mean, across most metrics, it looks like, at least to me, and this is a guy who doesn't cover it as closely as y'all do, but across most metrics, it looks like to me that Southern Miss has the better numbers than them. But Coastal's generally considered to be in that discussion for even a potential top eight seed. Is that just based on what they've done without Fluky and, you know, their conference record? But, I mean, as far as when you look at their, you know, strength of schedule, Southern Miss has a better strength of schedule. Southern Miss has the better non-conference RPI. Southern Miss has – they have a better non-conference strength of schedule than Southern Miss, but it's only by three or four spots. I'm just curious how far separated those two squads are.
Yeah, they're pretty close. I think winning the league by the margin that they are is going to carry some weight, even in the unbalanced world. We would like for people to look past that and understand what that conference record or how it's built. I don't know that we always get that. Maybe we'll get some of it. I do think that there's an eye test factor, and you look at how many pros Coastal Carolina's got, they just have more equity, maybe, from that standpoint. And certainly last year with how they finished, a lot of those guys returning, there's just more belief in them. And I think the other part of it is they've done it without their three best pitchers, and they're getting one of them back. So I don't know, you know, how quickly Fluky can ramp up. He threw two innings Sunday. I would think, you know, he's going to get more pitches this week and continue on. But, I mean, he was our preseason pitcher of the year. I mean, he's that kind of elite prospect, and certainly he had such a great year a year ago. So if they've been this good without him, one would suspect they will be even better with him, and I think that's leading a lot of this conjecture, because we do project, right? Some of it is resume-based, or at this part, a lot of it is resume-based with 3 weeks left, but there's also a projection part of it, and they certainly project as very – very both productive and projectable kind of team.
Mark, we really appreciate your time, man, when you come on the show. Thank you very much. And look, man, thanks to all the respect and love that D1's been giving the Golden Eagles all year.
Yeah, well, it's deserved. I mean, I love it when coaches go out and put challenging schedules together and then win those games. I mean, that's just the tip of the cap.
Thank you, my friend. Mark Etheridge, everybody. D1 Baseball, really grateful for him to come on. Southern Miss Golf may be on the verge of doing something very historic. We're going to have the head coach in the studio next to tell us what. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top.
I want to thank Martha Etheridge from D1 for coming on the show. Don't blame us about the Ole Miss news. We have nothing to do with that. Although Dima actually predicted that.
I did. I said it yesterday, and Bob goes, ugh, ugh, yeah, ugh, about 100 times.
Yeah, I belched a few times when he said it today. This segment is sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. That's where you go for baseball and softball training, adult sports training of every kind. Expert people down there to help you. Beautiful facility. Lucky to have DBAT, and we appreciate their support of our program. As we do, MCS Home Center, home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project. Home Lawn or Garden, they've got it available for you at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. It is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Great nursery out there, too. Gardening time and flower time, and they've got some beautiful stuff. at MCS Home Center, 7329 Highway 98 West. Also want to say quickly hello to our good friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are gorgeous, and they're all at the new Genesis exclusive showroom on Highway 98 West. And Mo Babinier Company, 2902 Hardy Street. That's where you go for great desserts, hot and cold coffees, and just a cool place to hang out. All right, I'm going to tell you what else is cool. There's some pending news, perhaps, tomorrow. Everybody's going to be waiting on the selection show. Eddie Brescher is the men's golf coach here at Southern Miss, and he's going to be a little nervous tomorrow at 1 o'clock because that is the NCAA golf selection show. And Eddie, it appears that maybe for the first time, and this is sort of hard to believe, but in the first time in Southern Miss history, your golf team is going to play in the NCAA National Championship.
Potentially, yes.
Potentially, yes.
First of all, before you go any farther, I'm listening to you talk about MCS just a minute ago. I asked for one thing for Christmas this year. Yeah. I told my wife, my family, I said, I want MCS gift cards.
So, I've seen you at MCS.
I love that place. So I could spend a small fortune in there. Yeah.
Does it make you a better golfer? Or?
Well, I'm an amateur woodworker on the side. So anytime I can go to MCS, buy some lumber, whatever I need from there around the house, I am all in.
We have bumped into each other at MCS Home
Yes,
Center.
Sir, we have.
You know what's so important about MCS? Not only is it beautiful, it's locally owned.
Yes.
That's so much better than spending money at these big box stores that they ship it straight out to California or wherever it goes.
Well, it's funny. We had a little pergola in the backyard that my wife helped myself and my son. We all put a roof on it, and we needed some tongue and groove knotty pine. And so I text Nick, and I was like, man, I need to get some of that good tongue and groove knotty pine that y'all did at the golf center. And he said, yeah, I got some of that. Delivered it to my house himself.
There you go.
Wow.
So, there you go. That's local service.
Amen, brother.
All right. So tell us, man, are you nervous?
We try to stick with the metrics from a statistical analysis. So right now the metrics have us in good shape. Historically speaking, the research I've done has us in good shape. Obviously, nothing's final until it's final. But I like our chances. You know, I do want to commend our team on a fantastic season. You know, no matter how things shake out, I think we've had a very, very good season. We should pretty much destroy the team scoring record. We have a board when you come in the golf center that shows the top 25 individual scoring averages for season, kind of like the home runs record in baseball equating to golf. I mean, we're going to put three more names on that board after this season. You know, multiple team victories. First time back-to-back since the 79-80 season when Larry Albers was our coach. So it's been a great season. Hopefully we'll be rewarded for that. I think they deserve to be rewarded for that and let them fight it out in the postseason.
Well, tell us for the listeners, and you were explaining it before the show, but just explain to our listeners how this works because it seems very similar to baseball. Mm-hmm. There's going to be regionals across the states, and you guys currently projected in the Athens regional, which is in Georgia. Obviously, like you're saying, it's not all finalized, but that's just projections. So explain to our listeners just a 100-level view of the tournament and how it's selected.
Okay, so from a simplistic standpoint, you have 29 conference championships. And in collegiate golf, you win your conference, pretty much like all sports, you get to go. Doesn't matter what you're ranked. Doesn't matter if you're above or below the 500 rule. Now, on the men's side of collegiate golf, we have a 500 rule. So when you play a college golf tournament, if there's, you know, historically 15 schools in the tournament, you win, you go 14-0. That week in that tournament. Well, that record continues throughout the entire year. So you must be above 500 come selection show time in order to even be considered for an at-large pick. So once you have your 29 conference champions, now you have 52 at-large picks, and they start going right down the list and the rankings. They start at one. Oh, they won conference. Skip them. Two. Nope, they didn't win conference. Obviously a good team. They're into the first spot of 52 for the at-large selections. So it's a little confusing, but, you know, when you kind of look at it from a simplistic standpoint like that, if you don't win your conference, you want to be ranked high enough to snag one of those at-large bids.
And just to be clear, y'all came in third, right, in the Sun Belt tournament?
3/4, because ours is unique. So We have 14 schools Sun Belt. We play three rounds of stroke play, and the top four teams advance to match play. Depending on how you finish in stroke play, will determine your seeding. One plays four, two plays three. We got a tough bid right out the gate with Arkansas State. They were the highest-ranked team in our conference this year. However, we beat them in stroke play when we saw them at Florida State. So, obviously, we can hang with them, but match play is different. It's a mano-a-mano. You're not playing the golf course anymore.
Right. I wanted to ask you about Jake Moffitt because, you know, we've had him in here several times for interviews and stuff, and he's just continuing to really drive you guys' season. I think he's, you know, on the top of all the stats and all those things. So just talk about what he means to the program and how awesome it would be to kind of send him out going to the tournament.
It'd be fantastic. You know, Jake, it's funny, when I left here to come here, Jake was out on the practice facility just getting after it. Kid's a grinder. Very methodical in the way he approaches the game of golf. He's not afraid. You know, big moments don't scare him. Just a good kid, good student. You know, he checks all the boxes. And he's got an accent to die for, you know. So what more could you want?
Does he know how good he is? I don't think he does.
I'm not so sure. But
maybe he could give me lessons.
I tell you, you know, he's great, great to be around. He's a great teammate. You know, all the guys like being around the guy. So,
yeah. So what would this mean for the golf program, Eddie?
I think it would mean a justification into the investment that we've made into golf at Southern
Miss.
Great point.
Yeah. Great point.
You know, with the recent two big facility upgrades in the last decade or so, with the Judson Family Short Game Facility, the partnership out at the Country Club, the other golf courses in the area that allow us to train and qualify on, and then the Gittes Golf Center. You know, we can be a very successful school in the sport of golf. Our administration and our donors have made that investment in recent years, and this is kind of the fruits of those labors, allowing us to attract top talents like these guys and continuing to build on it. Mm-hmm. But one other thing, it also is a way for us to build on the foundation. All those guys that came here before us that laid the foundation, man, we're trying to build a skyscraper on that thing.
What would it mean to you personally, though, as the coach?
Man, as a former walk-on and in college myself, and an old cart boy from back in the day, it would justify the sacrifices that I make going on the road and all the birthdays and the baseball games that I miss for my kids. Mm. It would kind of understand that, it put life in perspective. Like, hey, I know it's a sacrifice you make to miss a lot of things, but it's well worth it because this is what you work for things like that.
Mm-hmm. How can people watch tomorrow? Is it able to watch the selection show? Or?
Yeah, so 1 o'clock Central Time, we'll be on the Golf Channel on national television. Tried to get us an interview on there. Tried to throw some alumni names out, and didn't quite get the bite. But I told them to get my guys motivated. Hopefully they're listening. But boys, let's bring that conference championship home next year, and let's get that interview rocking.
Are you guys going to have a view in where you get your kids together?
Yeah, so we're going to do a watch party at the Golf Center tomorrow. So we're going to hopefully get some good news and really make it a special thing for the guys.
Yeah. How excited are the players? We should ask you that too.
Players are pumped, but also it's like you got a couple shot lead with one hole to go. There's still some golf to play, so you don't want to get ahead of yourself, you know. So. But I will say we've reached out. We've done a lot of diligent homework to make sure that we're checking those boxes. And then obviously things aren't official until they're officially – or Facebook official, I'll say.
Well, I guess all day today you're just rooting against those potential bid stealers, right? Because you guys are – you know, you're kind of like safely on the bubble, but you're still on the bubble.
Correct. Well, and, you know, when I talk about the analysis that we've done, I did an analysis based on my education in the business as a college golf coach. I put in some of those upsets. So right now we're watching the Mountain West. That doesn't look like an upset right now, but that would even help our case.
Eddie, congratulations, man. No matter the outcome tomorrow, another great year. And we feel very optimistic that you're going to get that call tomorrow.
Well, I appreciate it. And thank you all so much for everything you do to support Southern Miss Athletics. And Fingers crossed, boys.
And y'all have the coolest logo.
No doubt. I was about to ask if I could get a shirt.
Golfing Seymour.
Of any sport, there's no question.
It's awesome.
Golfing Seymour.
Thank you, Eddie. We appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, gentlemen.
Eddie Bresner, everybody. Men's golf coach about to make history at Southern Miss, we believe. We hope so.
Hopefully so. Fingers crossed.
We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. If you've got some old gold, some old jewelry laying around the house, some silver even, you want to make some cash, take it down to Jewel Masters on Highway 98 West across from Academy Sports. No one has bought gold and silver longer in the Pine Belt than Marty Vick at Jewel Masters. No one knows more about it, and no one will give you a better price. And do not be fooled by all the Johnny-come-latelys. If you have gold or silver you want to sell, you make sure you sell it at Jewel Masters. And if you want to cater a next event, whether it be for your church, for your home, maybe the next weekend ball game, don't forget about Dickey's Barbecue Pit. They specialize in catering. They can cater any event, any size, from 5 people to 50 to 150. Dickey's Barbecue has a catering setup available for you. The food is always delicious, and the folks are great, locally owned and operated. And so next time you have a catering event, make sure you cater at Dickey's Barbecue. Pretty exciting stuff about golf, Damon. I know you love the sport.
I love playing, and I used to not watch golf a lot, but once I started playing about 7 or 8 years ago, you just have such respect for how just good golfers, like those types of players who are playing in NCAA tournaments and like we were talking about with the PGA Tour and things like that. I mean, just to hit every shot just exactly where they want it, and it's not every shot, but I mean, it's 98% of the shots. And, if I'm out on the course, I'm like, all right, my goal is just a bogey every single hole. You know, you bogey each hole, you shoot around a 90. You know, that's a pretty good round for me. Mm-hmm. But these guys, they're looking to birdie each hole.
How much better are the better collegiate golfers than the average guy that plays golf out on the weekends?
I mean, that's average guy, I'd say like 20 shots better. I mean,
that much.
Well, I mean, Jake Moffitt, it said his average score was a 70, and my average score is like a 91. So that's 21 shots better than me. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a great golfer. 91 isn't great, but your average golfer is going to be a 20 plus handicap. And these guys are all, one handicaps, two handicaps.
And this kid's a remarkable story.
Yes.
We've met him before, and I don't think he has any idea of how good he
really is. We asked him. I said, so what do you do? Like, do you do anything different? And he was like, no, I just hit the ball. I think that's what he said.
As my memory served me correctly, he took up golf during COVID because he just didn't have nothing else.
And then won the pro amateur down in Biloxi.
That's pretty insane. Right?
Really cool story.
All right, back to the first segment. We should point out, though, that softball is getting ready to kick off, right?
Yeah, they go tomorrow against South Alabama to open the tournament. So first two games are today. Those are the play-in games, and then tomorrow the tournament officially
starts. Single elimination. Single elimination.
Yeah, it is odd, could you imagine if any other baseball tournament was single elimination?
No.
It's just kind of unfair.
I think that's pretty much unfair. They've had a great year, though.
No they really have.
How they do, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'd hope for them to win a game or two, maybe even win the whole thing, of course. But nothing will disperse this great year that they've had. And, doing the back-to-back series for the first time since 2001, all those things that they've done this year, it's crazy.
Vast improvement.
Oh, yeah.
Vast improvement.
With a young team. I mean, she'll have a lot of these players back next year.
Exactly. Let's go back to the start of the show a little bit with Mark Etheridge. You said that yesterday. I'm beginning to think it's inevitable that you're going to have Ole Miss here.
Well, like he was saying, it's not necessarily because like part of it is because they just want that for the TV ratings. It would be awesome for TV ratings and all these things. But it's also because of the way the tournament is scheduled this year. It's different than it has ever been. They're ranking 1 through 32. Southern Miss, if they host, at least at this juncture, they're going to be anywhere in that 14 to 16 mark, right? So their group of teams that are going to be the potential two seeds are going to be the 17th through 20th ranked teams. Ole Miss right now is right in that group. So they wouldn't even think twice about it. And like you were saying, there's a chance that Arkansas could be there. You know, we've seen Oklahoma being in there. But, I mean, if you have a potential to put Ole Miss and Southern Miss's regional, I guarantee you they won't even think twice about it.
Well, and let's not forget what the bottom line is, too. And it's money. And they know that if you sent that school here, if you sent Ole Miss here, I should say, you wouldn't be able to buy a ticket. You'd have people hanging out of the pine trees to watch those games. And that's good for college baseball, is it not?
Yeah. And, of course, seeing Southern Miss and Ole Miss play isn't guaranteed either. You know, that's something to monitor that if they are sent here, it's not like a super. You know, you may not even play them. But,
That's right.
Yeah. But,
odds are you would.
Yeah, odds are you would. But and obviously, if it happened, all of us would want to see it, you know.
Of course. So. Just don't want to lose the opener. You don't want to have another Columbia nightmare.
You know, I've been writing my grades this week. I come out with a weekly grades column. Did you know that Southern Miss has lost 4 out of the last 5 regional opening games?
Have they really? No, I didn't realize that.
The only one they've won was the one here against Army in 2022, the LSU regional.
Right?
They lost last year to Columbia. They lost the year before to Indiana. They lost the year before that to Samford, right, and put them in the loser's bracket there. And then back in 2021, they lost to Arizona State to open up this. So they've only gotten to a 1-0 regional winner's bracket game once in the last 5 years.
And had to come through the loser's bracket twice to win a regional.
Correct. And to their credit, they did it.
The hard way.
But you would really like to get that first one. My goodness.
1,000%. All right, that wraps up the show today. Keep your fingers crossed for the golf team.
No doubt.
We really hope those kids get an opportunity to play in the NCAA regionals. Neiman and I will be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We hope you will, too. Until then, Southern Miss to the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.